This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Producers need to prepare for updated salmonella standards in their swine herds. We'll have more right after this.
November is full of weekly observances which relate to the ag industry. There's National Hunger and Homeless Awareness Week, National Farm City Week, National Better Conservation Week, the Thanksgiving holiday, and so much more. Take the time to share the story of what your family farm is doing to be better stewards of the land and water. Also, consider making a donation of food and time to help those who are less fortunate than yourselves. We are truly blessed. Do what you can to make an impact in the world around you, this month and always. This message is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture Food Safety and Inspection Service is updating the performance standards for salmonella in raw pork. Dr. Greg Klein, senior key account veterinarian with Boehringer Ingelheim, said there are many different serotypes, but we only have to worry about a few of them.
There's 2,500 different serotypes of salmonella. Now that seems daunting, but it's not that bad. There's probably only about three or four that we're concerned about in the pig industry. But realistically, on that transmission, the salmonella typhimurium, the monophasics are two that of the strains that we would see in humans and in pigs, and has some importance. The important thing on these is that the Food Safety Inspection Service, Department of Agriculture, has indicated that they wish to change the salmonella testing protocols at harvest. Now, what that means to our producers out there is that they need to be aware that those changes may result in more salmonella being recovered just because simply the change in technique. And with that, there's going to be some monitoring. With that, there's going to be some need to reduce. And so we're going to see some highlighted instructions on things that we can do on the farm to reduce pre-harvest salmonella colonization in these pigs. And it's going to be important for the producers to understand that there are things that they can do to reduce salmonella colonization, reduce salmonella prevalence. And the good news, Riley, is doing those things will also improve performance. So it's the right thing to do, and it will help our bottom line.
For the rest of this story and more, visit iowaagnet.com. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.